So they avoid it. Yes?
How the guests came into the mosque. So it continued till a guest arrived at nightfall, who had heard that marvelous rumor. He was testing in order to put to the proof, for he was very valiant and surfeited with life.
Well, do you remember we had a fellow Double B? Precisely. Here the guy looks like Double B, but will not do that mistake. At the beginning, the intention is like that. The fellow wants to try everything. He is not a thinker, he is a doer. Because thinking is not bad, but it could be useless. We are talking about doing something about it, because you have to do something about yourself, not to think about yourself. And he had this manhood, and he was not in love with his life. Yes?
He said, I take little account of a head and belly. Suppose that one grain is gone from the spirit's treasure. Let the bodily form go. Who am I? Is not the figure of small account when I am enduring
this
forever?
This is it, translation. We say, what? He doesn't say, I want my body to go. He says, the face of this body, the image of this body could go away. Because he's talking about the form. He says, let the form go, because I have the essence. My essence will remain here. My form doesn't, of course. My form is always changing, and my form is not permanent. My essence could be. Yes?
Since by the grace of God, the Spirit was breathed into me, I am the breath of God, kept apart from the windpipe of the body.
Ah, let's go back to our beginning. We created a story, the story of creation. Do you remember? God will have some earth and will make a statue, an enormous one, and nothing happens. The moment is when he breathes in it, right? The spirit, the ruh, is that breath. Here he points out that, listen, do you remember? He said, فَنَفَخْتُ مِنْ رُوحِي. I blew in him from my own spirit. He said, I'm that spirit. I'm not this. This is the pipe for it. My breath doesn't have anything to do with my physical existence. This, which is that piece of bamboo, remember that flute, that name? No, this one I'm not. Because when I'm talking about the spirit, that breath is in my essence, not in my form. Yes?
To the end that the sound of his breathing should not fall in this direction, and that spirit, that pearl, should escape from the narrow shell.
This is the shell, and the pearl is in it. You have to open the shell, have the pearl, forget about the shell. This is what it is. Yes.
Since God said, desire death, O ye that are sincere, I am sincere. I will lavish my soul upon this.
Okay, again, the logical stuff for this.
How the people of the mosque blamed the lover guest for sleeping the night there and threatened him. The people said to him, beware, do not sleep here, lest the taker of the soul pound thee like the dregs of sesame grain. For thou art a stranger and ignorant of the fact that anyone who sleeps in this place perishes.
A little bit problem over there again. What is that word fact? is coming from. Because Rumi doesn't say fact. He says, you are foreigner and you don't know the hall. It's again that hall. Do you remember? What was the first verse of Masnavi? Listen, your friends, because this is a story of our hall. Here, he's talking about that hall again and says, hoi, hoi, hoi. The people told him that you are a foreigner and you don't understand the hall. Because here, a lot of people, they slept and they vanished somehow. They were ruined. Yes?
This is not an occurrence. We and all those possessed of intelligence have oft-times witnessed this. To whomsoever that mosque gave lodging for a single night, poisonous death came to him at midnight. We have seen this not once, but 100 times. We have not heard it at second hand from anyone. The Prophet said, the religion is sincerity. That nasihat etymologically is the opposite of gulul. This nasihat is to be true in friendship. An act of gulul, you are treacherous and currish. We are showing this sincerity towards thee, without treachery, from love. Do not turn away from reason and justice.
Okay. A very simple paragraph, full of different strange words to talk about something which is silly. This is the opinion of every fellow around you about humbleness. Look at them, what they say. First of all, they will say, here you will die, you don't understand the hall, and we know it. We have seen it so many times, not once, 100 times, everybody has seen it. Every logical fellow understands that you should care for yourself. Every logical fellow understands that, you know what? There is no one who cares for you more than yourself. You have to be the savior of yourself. You have to be a logical fellow. You don't take any risk, anything here, anything like that. And you know what? What we are really advising you, because we love you, we care for you, this is what we are. Logically, we are not cheating, we are not treating. Logically, we are telling you, falling in love is bad, because you will become a loser. Yourself will vanish here. This is all the advice that you will receive. I hope you will not listen to all of them, but some of them you will remember. شما با قل آشنا هستین، قل و قش، یعنی چیزی که اشکال داشته باشه، گرفتاری داشته باشه. And how come that you will be interested in one word?
I don't know.
Of course. There are so many words that you have never heard, because your force is not that.
I love this word.
Yeah. Because you don't understand it, just looks good, the shape of the word.
It sounds good. It sounds good.
رونهادان عاشق خوناب ریز دل تپان سوی بخارا گرم و تیر ریگ آمون پیش او همچون حریر آب جیون پیش او چون آبگیر آن بیابان پیش او چون گلستان می خطاد از خنده او چون گلستان در سمرقند از قند اما لبش از بخارا یافت کن شد مذهبش ای بخارا عقل افضا بوده ای لیکن از من عقل و دین بر بوده ای بعدر می جویم از آنم چون هلال صدر می جویم در این صف نعال چون سوادم بخارا را بدید در سواد غم بیازی شد پدید ساعتی افتاد بیهوش و براز عقل او پرید در بستان راز بر سر و رویش گلابی می زدند از گلاب عشق او غافل بودند او گلستانی نهانی دیده بود غارت عشقش ز خود ببریده بود تو فسرده در خور این دم نیی با شکر مقرون نیی گرچه نیی رخت عقلت با تو است و عاقلی که از جنون دمدم تروها غافل اندر آمد در بخارا شادمان پیش معشوق خود و دارالامان همچنان مستی که پرد بر اسیر مه کنارش گیرد و گوید که گیر هر که دیدش در بخارا گفت خیز پیش از پیدا شدن من چنین گریز که تو را می جوید این شب خشمگین تا کشد از جان تو ده ساله کین الله الله در میا در خون خیش تکه کم کن بر دم افسون خیش شحنه صدر جهان بودی و راد معتمد بودی مهندس اوستاد قدر کردی و از جزا بگریختی رسته بودی باز چون آویختی از بلا بگریختی با صد هیل ابلهی آوردد اینجا یا عجل ای که عقلت بر عطارد دق کند عقل و عاقل را قضا احمق کند نه از خرگوشی که باشد شیرجو زیرکی و عقل چالاکیت کو هست صد چندین فسونهای قضا گفت ازا جا القضا زا الفضا صد را و مقرس بود از چپ و راست از قضا بسته شود کو اژدهاست گفت من مستسقیم آبم کشد گرچه میدانم که هم آبم کشد هیچ مستسقی به نگریزد ز آب گر دو صد بارش کند مات و خراب گر بیاماست مرا دست و شکم عشق آب از من نخواهد گشت کم گویم آنگر که بپرسند از بتون کاش که بحرم روان بودی درون خیک عشقم گو بدر از موج آب گر بمیرم هست مرگم مستطاب من به هر جایی که بینم آب جو رشکم آید بودم این من جای او دست چون دف و شکم همچون دهل طبل عشق آب میکوبم چون گل گر بریزد خونم آن روح الامین جرعه جرعه خون خورم همچون زمین چون زمین و چون جنین خون خارم تا که عاشق گشتم این کارم شب همی جوشم در آتش همچون دیگ روز تا شب خون خورم مانند ریگ من پشیمانم که مکرنگیختم از مراد خشم او بگریختم او بران بر جان مستم خشم خیش عید قربان اوست و عاشق گاو نیش گاو اگر خسبت و اگر چیزی خورد بر عید و زب او میپرورد گاو موسی من مرا جان داده ای جز جز هم حشر هر آزاده ای گاو موسی بود قربان کشته ای کمترین جزوش حیات کشته ای بر جهیدان کشته زاسی وش زجا در خطاب ازربوه و بعضها یا کرامی ازربوها در بغر ان عربتم حشر ارواح النبر از جمادی مردم و نامی شدم و از نما مردم به حیوان سر زدم مردم از حیوانی آدم شدم پس چه ترسم چیز مردن کم شدم حمله دیگر بمیرم از بشر تا برارم از ملایک پر و سر و از ملک هم بایدم جستن زجو کل شیئن حالک الا وجو بار دیگر از ملک قربان شدم آنچه اندر وهم ناید آن شدم پس آدم گردم آدم چون ارغنون گویدم که نا الیه راجعون مرگ دان آنکه اتفاق امت است کاب حیوانی نهان در ظلمت است همچون نیلوفر بروز این طرف جو همچون مستسقی حریص و مرگ جو Mario Augusto Giulio